AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Here we go. Welcome back to the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, and welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Big thank you to Merck Animal Health for making today's broadcast possible. We're going to get into a conversation with Dr. Lisa Becton from the NPB here in just a moment. But first, let's make time for this industry spotlight. Joining us now, Dr. Jamie Lehman. He is the tech service veterinarian at Merck Animal Health. Jamie, welcome. All right. Let's do that again. Okay. Have we got him? Okay. Let's talk about new product.
Yes.
From Merck. Let's go straight to it because this is what it's all about. What is this new product? What is it? What problem in the industry does it address?
Well, it's an enhancement of an existing vaccine portfolio that we currently have called Circumvent, which is for circovirus and mycoplasma control, as well as our Lawsonia control program, which is a vaccine called Porcillus ileitis. So the new vaccine is called Circumvent CML, and the CML stands for circovirus, mycoplasma, and Lawsonia. So what it does is it combines two existing vaccine antigens into a single vaccine that's ready to use. And it's going to be a lot more convenient, less injections, less bottle sizes needed, less storage. It's going to be a lot easier for the producers to use.
Okay, this sounds like it tackles directly a problem that I don't talk with pork producers a lot about disease issues. But when they talk about disease issues, they talk about the multiple shots and injections. This takes on that issue head on.
It will. So we have a single dose, ready to use formulation that will combine other multiple vaccines into one vaccine. So again, it'll reduce the number of injections that we have to give to pigs, less handling. It should be faster to use in the point of use. And so we're excited about it.
The other thing that I know about the circovirus in particular is if you don't do something about it, it will show up.
It's widespread. The virus itself is very hard to inactivate just by the nature of the virus. And so most farms, if not all farms in America, have circovirus on their farm.
Okay. Give me the name of the product again.
Circumvent CML.
Yes. CML. Excellent. Where can we learn more about it?
You can talk to your Merck sales representative. Or visit drivenbyprevention.com.
Drivenbyprevention.com.
Yes, sir.
Jamie, thanks. This sounds like a winner to me.
Thank you, Chip. I appreciate the time.
Taking on the issues head on there at Merck Animal Health. Good stuff. All right, let's get into this. We're going to continue the disease conversation right now with Dr. Lisa Becton. She is the Director of Swine Health for the National Pork Board. Dr. Becton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. You've got your panel or your presentation ahead of you yet today, right?
I actually did a presentation yesterday.
Okay. FAD defense from ag canines to on-farm solutions. FAD in this case is not a fad. It is foreign animal diseases. And as a priority at NPB, this is either 1A, 1B, or 1C in keeping those foreign animal diseases out, but it's top of the list.
That's correct. Because if you look at foreign animal diseases, we obviously don't have it here in the U.S., but if we do, it will be devastating. And so our whole focus is, what are things that we can do on our path to prevention to prepare for the worst? And so that incorporates things like working with our partners at CBP, because they're our first line of defense. And so having those folks in to show us in in person what their dogs are doing was awesome.
Border Patrol, customs
and Border Patrol.
Right. Yeah. Right. And we talked with Trish Cook from president of the Iowa Pork Producers yesterday for just a little bit about the Beagle Brigade. It's got a cute name, but the importance of dogs at the border and at customs is real and necessary.
Correct. And, you know, if you look at canines, they've been used for a lot of different things because they sense so much better than we do, and they can cover so much more ground than a human can. We know that people bring things in just a lot of times because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
And so having that protection, it guards all of animal agriculture as well as other crop science too, because these dogs not only look at meat and proteins, but also fruits and vegetables. So it's a huge resource and asset for us here in the U.S.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if a disease gets in accidentally or intentionally. It doesn't matter. We got to keep it out, and these dogs are doing the job.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You know, prevention is huge, but at the same token, we're focusing on preparedness because we don't want to be caught flat-footed.
Right.
And so we want to be able to show producers what are all the things that you can do in, you know, prior to having a disease outbreak, because that's the last time you want to try to be prepared is right in the middle of a crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard some people say, oh, I've gone through customs and I've seen that 30-foot long table and it's covered with fruits and maybe some meat products and stuff like that. And they're just saying, we got to do more about it. We are doing something about it. That table full of product means the process is working.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, we really work closely with USDA, with Customs and Border Protection to ensure that they have resources and are targeted at places that we know a lot of people are coming in and bringing potential, you know, risk items. And so having that good relationship and that line of communication open, that way we're all fighting and moving towards the same direction of disease prevention and preparedness.
Yep. Okay. The border is a great place to stop it. But hog producers have got to play a role in disease prevention and even foreign animal disease prevention through their biosecurity efforts as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Because, you know, obviously you look at things, ASF can be so overwhelming when we see it out in the world. So what we've got to do is break it down and say, what can a producer do on their farm to protect themselves? And that's where we're focused of looking at secure pork supply, having your premises identification, enrolling and having an AgView account, because again, being prepared before crises will help us maintain our businesses, maintain shipments, even in the face of a worst case scenario.
Yeah. How do you get that word out most effectively? Are you working with the state organizations on that? Or what is the best way to get the word to the producer?
Sure. You know, this has been
besides being on AgriTalk.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great way to start. No, we've been working together with all of our groups, such as our state agencies and organizations, our state animal health, so state veterinarians, with USDA. But we're targeting things like Pork Expo because we have our booth, and it's a great way to highlight all the tools we have. But then we're also going to all the different pork congresses and meetings, getting that word out and working with other folks in the industry that also carry that message. So we're working with all our industrial partners to get that message out of preparedness and prevention.
When you start talking about the risk to the industry on a dollar value, it's got to get their attention, doesn't it?
It does. You know, there was a recent update of the economic impact to swine, and that was $79.5 billion over 10 years if that virus got into the United States. And so the thing I think a lot of people don't realize is it also impacts our other groups like grains, propane, beef, poultry. So if one of us gets a devastating disease, unfortunately, it's got widespread impacts. But obviously, ASF would really harm the pork industry.
Okay. Dr. Beck, is the United States the only place that calls it a foreign animal disease?
You know, I think a lot of other people call it that or other diseases.
Even if they've got it?
No. So foreign animal disease really for us means that it's never been in the U.S.
Okay.
Or it's not currently and we don't want it in there. A lot of times we consider diseases that are common called endemic because they're, you know, they're here, they're around. We have not gotten rid of them.
Yep.
And so that's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, in the beef industry right now, everybody's looking at Portugal's. No, Paraguay's.
Right.
Jesus, in Portugal. Paraguay's request to bring chilled beef into the U.S., even though they've still got FMD. That's got to be another major concern for us, isn't it?
It is. When we look at those requests, and I know at least from experience in the pork industry on some certain diseases, we work very closely with USDA because they've got certain standards that they want to meet and different inspections. They work country to country. And then we are able to talk to USDA through our partners at National Pork Producers Council to look at how do we protect the U.S. industry. And so that there's, you know, hand-to-hand communication with our federal government to look at the risks, address the risks, and then USDA executes the plan that they feel is best and most appropriate.
Outstanding. Okay. If there is one message that you want pork producers to take home from the World Pork Expo when it comes to disease prevention, what is that?
I think for producers, there is an effective path to prevention for them and preparedness. The Pork Board has many, many different tools that producers can implement right now to help them be prepared in the event of a crisis. And that also can be used not only for foreign animal diseases, but endemic diseases. And that information can be found at porkcheckoff.org.
Porkcheckoff.org is where to go for that information.
You bet.
Great. What do you make? We've only got about 20 seconds, but how are you enjoying your time here at Expo?
It's awesome. It's a great time to meet with so many different people, become engaged, hear how folks are doing, and be able to share a lot of knowledge that we have.
Yes. Outstanding. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Lisa Becton. She is the Director of Swine Health at the National Pork Board. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chip. I appreciate it.
All right. You know, we're not kidding. I mean, everybody is talking about what they need to do to prevent disease from getting into the country, and beyond that, prevent it from getting into their hog house, their farrowing house, and it's a top priority here. Okay, we're going to keep that conversation going. Next, we've got Dr. Brett O'Brien from Merck Animal Health.